So Celosia, depending on, I've heard it both ways. It's a large plant group that's got a great variety in flower type. We've got the coxcomb type, the feather type, the wheat type, whatever type you like. I like the coxcomb type because I think it looks like brains and I like weird flowers. Those kind may need to be staked due to the heavy flower head. Use a fertilizer with higher phosphorus to promote blooming, deadhead to promote new flowers. They are good for cut flower displays, and if you want to use them for that, you just kind of cut them, bundle them together, and hang them upside down for 2 weeks, and you're good to go. Snapdragons can also work well as a cut flower with the right cultivar. Tons of cultivars exist now in a variety of colors and heights. Look for taller ones if you want to use them in cut flower arrangements. Otherwise, shorter ones are a great addition to window boxes, porch pots, or just in the ground. They can also be overwintered. If you have them in a pot and you bring the pot inside, you can overwinter them like that. And they're edible for humans too. They're not just non-toxic, they're actually edible. So you could like put these in your salad. You can play with them first. Anybody else like playing with them as a kid? Okay, how about, and like now too. But yeah, you like pinch the little sides and make them talk. And then you can eat them afterwards. So there you go. Hollyhocks may need staking to prevent wind damage. You'll want to pinch the main stem early in the season to produce a bushier, shorter plant that's less likely to need staking. Or just, you know, let them grow as tall as they'd like. It's your garden. You do what you like. Plant them somewhat far apart to get good airflow because they can be prone to rust. And they can do okay in shade, but... or part shade, but they may get a little floppy then. So they really do like full sun. They'll be fine in less than perfect soils, but if your soils are like really bad, you might need to amend them with something like organic matter or fish emulsion. Deadhead them to prevent spreading because they can get a little spready out there. So make sure you deadhead them, remove any seed pods before they go to seed. And this, speaking of the seeds, they can be sown indoors in late spring, or you can just plant them outside in the summer. And the seeds can be overwintered in a cold frame or a greenhouse.